It is time to set politics aside, Ms. Feinstein wrote in her letter after Ms. Ramirez's allegations surfaced. We must ensure that a thorough and fair investigation is conducted before moving forward. Democrats had also made such demands in the case of Dr. Blasey, but Republicans repeatedly rejected them. An aide to Mr. Grassley said committee Republicans intended to look into Ms. Ramirez's accusation. The talks between Dr. Blasey's lawyers and committee aides on Sunday morning produced an agreement on the general shape of the hearing, a person briefed on the negotiations said. It will be open to the public. There will be breaks at 45-minute intervals or on request. And while Dr. Blasey prefers that Judge Kavanaugh testify first, she will accept that she might have to go first. There will also be enhanced security for Dr. Blasey, who has received death threats, and she will have two lawyers at the witness table with her. But Republicans have repeatedly rebuffed requests by Dr. Blasey's team to subpoena Mark Judge, a high school friend of Judge Kavanaugh's, who Dr. Blasey has said was in the room at the time of the assault, or any others said to have been at the gathering where the alleged assault occurred. Mr. Judge has said he knows of no such incident. To other potential witnesses identified by Dr. Blasey, who she says were not in the room at the time of the assault, have provided statements to the Judiciary Committee to the same effect. One man, Patrick J. Smith, told committee Republicans in a letter last week that he had no knowledge of the party in question, and a woman, Leland Kaiser, told the Republicans through a lawyer that she does not know Mr. Kavanaugh and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. She later told the Washington Post that she believed Dr. Blasey's story anyway. No one answered the door when a reporter knocked at Ms. Kaiser's suburban Maryland home on Saturday. Republicans, including White House officials, have quickly seized on a potential witness statements in an effort to undercut Dr. Blasey's testimony. But her lawyers argue that at least in the case of Ms. Kaiser, the statement is all but meaningless. She was not in the room when Dr. Blasey says she was assaulted, they said. And Dr. Blasey did not tell her or others about the matter at the time. Dr. Blasey's lawyers have also asked for outside witnesses, including two trauma experts, that the former FBI agent who administered a polygraph examination to Dr. Blasey, the person familiar with the call, said. Republicans have denied those requests, but Democrats say they will find a way to publicize those witnesses' views. Dr. Blasey has agreed to move forward with a hearing, even though the committee has refused to subpoena Mark Judge, her lawyer's statement added. They have also refused to invite other witnesses who are essential for a fair hearing that arrives at the truth about the sexual assault.